أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إن الله بصير بالعباد، إنه كان توابا، وبه نستعين. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear guests of Allah. Dear guests whose breath is tasbih, the glorification of Allah. Dear guests whose even their sleep is worship in the holy month of Ramadan. Dear guests of Allah, O you guests whose sins are being burned away in the holy month of Ramadan. O dear guests of Allah, your good deeds are multiplied so many countless fold in this holy month of Ramadan. Dear mu'mineen and mu'minat, dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear students and teachers of Qum, welcome to SOQ's Wednesday night family night programs in the holy month of Ramadan, in the holy city of Qum, mashaAllah. The holy month of Ramadan in the holy city of Qum. Truly, what a profound thing and a profound realization. Welcome to every single one of you. We are going to start our program. Even though we did start our program earlier with Namaz-e-Maghribain, which we read in congregation, and then we had iftar, dinner as well. I want to thank all of the volunteers who have put forth such a great effort in this holy month of Ramadan to be able to provide the iftar and the dinner and to provide the guests of Allah, all of you, again with iftar, with dinner, with a speech and du'a kumal or du'a iftitah, depending upon the day. A lot of hard work has gone into this effort, which today is the first night, mashallah. And it is the first night of 10 nights which we have, in which we're going to be having 6 speakers from different parts of the world, including the United Kingdom, the United States of America, India, the Islamic Republic of Iran, and even Trinidad and Tobago, and the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, last but not least. I have one quick point before we go ahead. Before the point, I think it's appropriate for us to remember those who have passed away. So we're going to recite a Surah Fatiha for Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amoli, and even the recent people who passed away, the Maraja, Ayatollah Safi Gulbaygani, Ayatollah Georgiani, Alawi Georgiani. All of the maraji of the past, all of the ulama of the past, all of the religious scholars of the past, the shuhada especially, and all of our marhumin, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I just have a quick piece of information before we go ahead and start our program. And it's quite shocking, actually. I read it today online, and it goes as such. It says that a Muslim charity and international aid agency by the name of Islamic Relief, this international aid agency by the name of Islamic Relief, estimates that half, 50% of British Muslim households, are living in poverty. 50% of Muslim British households are living in poverty. That's 16 million people who in this holy month of Ramadan don't have enough money to feed their families. And what is really strange is the fact that this is not a so-called third world country that we're talking about. You know, it's not an impoverished country, for example, Yemen or Somalia or Sudan for that matter. This is a first world country in which you have large parts of the population that are on the poverty line and that are in need. May Allah bless the Islamic Republic, for we have the safety and we have the being able to be comfortable in this environment to be able to do our ibadat in the holy month of Ramadan for the protection of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic and the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Recite aloud, Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah.